Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, the men's room wants to know. The men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhook, could you please tell everyone how? Who sucks profile this last is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple combination of games where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Sucks a profile.
Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Rob, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three stories. We go with the three OGs. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go drugs.
All right, police said that a man drove into the Laredo Police Department, this is in Texas, drove into the parking lot under the influence of drugs with three unrestrained children in the truck. Now, the incident happened about 8:51 p.m. when an officer was walking toward the LPD headquarters for a shift briefing and saw a blue Ford F-150 driving into the personnel parking. Well, police said the officer waved down the driver, identified as 32-year-old Adrian Torres, before the guy could park. Now, the officer reported seeing three children leaning out of the truck's window without seatbelts or car seats. Police said the officer also noted that Torres appeared to be under the influence of a substance. Well, Torres admitted to police that he just done drugs, and that's why he seemed high, because he was high. Now, Torres was arrested and charged with three felony counts of child endangerment by criminal negligence. They did not hit him with the drug charges. But the question is, what drug was he on when he tried to park his truck in the personnel parking of the freaking police headquarters of Laredo, Texas? Was he on crack? Was he on meth? Was he on heroin? Or was he on oxys? Crack, meth, heroin, or oxys?
So, definitely not oxys. You don't smoke oxys. I mean, I guess you could, but... I don't know. What do you guys think?
Did you say what time of day it was?
8:51 p.m.
8:51 p.m.
Correct.
Well, as fast as he said he did it, I just did drugs. I'm going to go crack, Rob.
Yeah, also the kids are outside the windows, right? They're hanging out the car.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because they're excited to see a cop, if they're hanging out the windows when he's driving in. That part I don't know. But at the point that the cop stopped him, he said that the kids were, quote, hanging out of the window.
Maybe they're part dog.
So, crack, heroin,
meth or oxys?
And oxys, right?
Yep.
Either meth or crack. I'm going to go meth.
Go meth? I'm with you. I'm going meth, too. You guys are in the meth dream.
What was this guy on? Was he on crack, meth, heroin, or oxys? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is drugs on profile. This police and a man drove into the parking lot of a police station while high on drugs with his kid in the car. Question is, what drugs was this guy on? Crack, meth, heroin, or oxys?
And Rob, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with, well, you and D. Ted Smith. You guys both went meth. Oh, let's face it, these days, never a bad guess. Whoops. Just not the accurate one. Miles Montgomery, you went with crack.
Crack cocaine.
And you are correct.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, he was straight up like, yeah, just smoke crack, man. Cop's like, cool. You're under arrest. Like I said, they didn't even hit him with a drug charge. They got him for the negligence with the kids in the car.
Well, I know crack is around Seattle. I'm sure it is. But it was a lot more prevalent that I ran into it on the East Coast.
Yeah, the East Coast was crack.
There was more crack just to...
But there wasn't a lot of meth. There was not a lot of meth.
Right.
So you just switch one for the other.
It just seems crazy. Wow, you got three kids in the car and then like pull into a police station. Like,
because he was on crack.
Yeah, it's strong.
I mean, you're not wrong, but that's the explanation.
I'm like, that seems insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right through the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping clever the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Continuing a quirky tradition where they give animals honorary titles, a Japanese rail station named a cat as its station master. Not to be outdone, New York's Penn Station continues to learn by a rat.
Colbert?
Seth.
It is Colbert.
Continuing a quirky tradition where they give animals honorary titles, a Japanese railway station just named its new station master a calico cat named Yontama. Not to be outdone, New York's Penn Station continues to be led by a rat who was Me Too.
There's a major recall on tater tots right now, but it's voluntary on the stores to bring them back in. The FDA has also announced the best way to avoid them is to be an adult, not eat tater tots.
Eat this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're wrong. They're delicious.
I don't know.
When's the last time you made that tater tot casserole thing?
Probably been a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay. Right.
Should have made some over the holidays. It's great.
Yes.
Never did it.
They're just tiny hash browns.
You know what? If I eat tater tots, it's probably in the morning.
They are so good in the morning, dude. Seriously.
That's why Burger King rules as far as the potato product on the breakfast menu.
New York announced plans last week to become the first city in the country to provide free universal health care. It's quite a leap for a city that has recently discovered trash cans.
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
New York announced plans last week to eventually become the first city in the country to provide free universal child care. It's quite a leap. Yeah. It's quite a leap for a city that only recently discovered trash cans.
50 sheep broke away from the flock and stormed a German supermarket. A cashier tried to stop them, but fell asleep watching them come in.
Seth.
Yes, Seth.
That's Colbert.
50 sheep broke away from the flock and stormed a German supermarket. A cashier tried to stop them, but fell asleep watching them come in.
Bless you. Thanks. Oof. All right, these some TV shows coming to an end in 2026. I know we watch some of these. Some of these I know we don't. Number one, Thrill, have you watched it yet?
No.
Over on the CW, All-American.
Nope. How many seasons, Ted? Five or six? You've been talking about it for a while.
Eighth and final season.
Eighth season.
We'll air sometime in 2026.
Are you caught up on that, or did you just kind of give up and made it a joke?
I just mess with Thrill now.
No, okay.
I watched like the first two seasons and then it kind of.
But you liked the show when it was on.
I did. And it was based on a true story of a guy that played in a few years in the NFL and stuff.
Okay.
But it, like I said, it was about high school kids, but they did a good job of it.
Okay.
It kind of dealt with some other stuff too where you're just like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Well, you watch the last season. Like when all the stuff wraps up, even if you have like a small, you know, hand in the game, so to speak. Is that something you're interested in?
I don't
in?
Know, because the kids, the guys I was watching went to college.
So this is a whole new crew.
Right. That's right. I haven't seen. So like once I kind of got off that story, I'm sure it extended into him being in. Jesus. Sorry. I'm sure it extended into him being in the NFL.
Sure. Oh, so they just took it right out.
So I kind of fell off after a while and was kind of more just interested. Because the first year or two was just, you were just like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. The twists and turns. I mean, it's been on for 8 years. I shouldn't have to say spoiler alert, but yeah. Let's see. Another show coming to an end in 2026. Good Omens.
Don't know that one. I know the name, but I don't know the show.
Yeah.
That Amazon Prime show, it's got David Tennant in it, and it's like an angel and a devil or something like that.
Correct. This one kind of has a bad reason. Basically, the guy that created the show just... There's some sexual accusations.
Oh, it's that guy.
Boy. Right. So they're just like, yeah, we're going to probably end at that one. But, you know, again, pretty big show.
Well, the people involved in the show, other than that guy.
Right. Another one's getting screwed. Thing,
yeah. They have nothing to do with it.
Correct.
You know, and that sucks. It's like the Cosby guys. Everyone was on that show.
Right. Because they were like, hey, we get money from that.
Yeah, man. Syndication, all that stuff. And you just killed that money.
Now that it was still by Amazon Prime, though, would be like, we're going to cut ties with this guy.
Yeah, right.
Yep. You know what I mean? Over on Netflix, Outer Banks is ending. Now, this is another one. I watched the first season of it. That was during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't a lot of sports on.
Is it like a teen drama or
this
something?
This one is purely a dream, right? North Carolina setting, come-of-age adventure about a group of teens on the hunt for lost treasure.
Okay. Lost treasure. I don't know. I feel like my wife and my son, they were watching, so I don't know if that's it or not.
I don't know how they made multiple seasons. The first one ended just fine. I didn't know why it was like season two. Like, why?
Because you liked season one? Was it that more of a final ending on the first season where you thought it can't go any farther than that?
Pretty much. I didn't care to see it go any further than that. Okay. I'm with Ted. I didn't watch anything beyond the first season because I didn't understand why we're doing this.
Yeah. And again, that's one of those shows that, frankly, I think it was massive because it was on during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like people like Mike and I were like, oh, this ain't bad. And then, like, once you got back to regular life, it's like, what the hell am I doing watching this show?
I'm bored.
Right. And they've been
too old for this.
Right. They're going to have the fifth season. I do love that meme where it's like from Lethal Weapon. It's like, he was only in his 40s when he said he was getting too old for his ass. It's like, yep. Miles, I know you like this one. The Comeback.
Great show. Completely underrated.
I didn't even know that show was back on.
Well, this will be the only, the third season? And they take like 8 years in between?
That's her nickname.
Right. They did the first season in 2005. Second season in 2014, and will air its third and final season sometime in 2026.
It takes 10 years to come up with, 10 episodes for those guys.
No, wait, but, is you know, that the chick
Lisa,
from Friends?
Lisa Kudrow.
Okay.
It is brilliant. I remember you telling me that.
Absolutely brilliant.
But the last time you brought it up, apparently, was 2014.
Basically, she is this older actress who is, you know, who had her moment.
Yeah.
But she still lives in that world of I'm Hollywood glamour.
Mm-hmm.
So everything to her is like she still believes she's one of the most popular people on the planet, even though she's really not.
Well, and it's kind of funny because her and what was the other guy, Joey on Friends?
LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc. Because he had a show on, I want to say HBO Showtime, that was the same thing. It was like him, but now right. he's
what
like,
are they looking for yeah, work or something like
getting
that?
All this.
Right. And like, right. He's like hooking up with like a 22-year-old. She's like, say
the
line.
Limo.
Like,
yeah, how you doing?
So it's kind of funny that both of them had the successful thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Friends stuff, you know, like, you know, was going to say, we know what happened with Matthew Perry.
Sure.
But then you look at some of the other ones got behind the camera. Started, yeah, you know, Schwimmer's
behind the camera.
He's been doing that for years.
Aniston's doing fine.
Right. Courtney Cox was doing fine.
Yeah.
So, right, they were kind of left out there. And Joey, that spinoff Matt LeBlanc had for a couple of years, I thought it was funny.
I never watched it, man.
Did you ever watch Friends?
I saw it in syndication, so I've probably seen 10 episodes total from beginning to end. I know it's very popular, and it was fine.
I mean, Joey was easily, to me, the best character you would
They
watch.
Just kept it simple with him. It's just going to be laughs, yeah.
Right, and he always loved sandwiches and this and that. Like, pretty simple dude stuff.
New York.
Yeah. It's still funny, though. It's like, none of them had jobs.
Yep. Great apartment, though.
Great apartment. Yellow Jackets. It's a Showtime show, premiered in 2021, expected to air its fourth and final season towards the end of 2026. Survival thriller takes place in the late 90s and present day.
Yeah, I was watching that one for a while.
Were
I
you?
Think the first two seasons, it was decent. Maybe I'll check out the fourth season if they're saying they're going to end it, because it got to the point where you're like, all right, now we're just telling a bunch of stories. Is there a conclusion to this? So that's a good sign.
What series do you think you guys have watched that you watched start to finish?
Sopranos?
I mean, there was Lost, there was Game of Thrones.
Right now, The Boys.
Right. So The Boys is on this list, too, unfortunately. That's coming to an end. That's on Amazon Prime. That premiered in 2019.
Has anyone checked that? I think they have two spinoffs from The Boys now. Like,
do they?
Well, like The
Gen
Wire.
V, I believe they call it. And if you're familiar with The Boys, you kind of get that. And I want to see if there's another one. I just saw a commercial for something, but I haven't checked out either.
What's the time frame on letting your kid watch that? Is it two more years out?
I don't know, man. We have to have a certain conversation, you know what I mean? And if he says a few key words, I go, okay. Because, again, is it the violence? I'm like, not exactly.
Well, if he loves Deadpool, it's just not. It's just one more level up.
This is, I think, about three levels up.
Other shows that in this year, Hacks on HBO Max, Outlander on Stars, Queer Eye on Netflix, The Boys we mentioned, and then Ridiculousness.
On MTV.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Right. Rob Dedrick.
And MTV stopped. So obviously that'll be done.
How long has he been doing that? I just feel like it's been on forever. I mean, good for him for it, but
14 years, 46 seasons.
Jesus.
Right.
I guess there's no shortage of material.
He's probably ready for it to be done too then.
Right. Those episodes will continue to air throughout 2026.
And the rest of your life.
Yeah. You know what? I will say though, if you're ever just like, you don't know what to watch, that is a pretty easy funny show.
And it's
watch.
On.
Right? I mean, it's just a clip show where they're showing you stuff and everything else. So that was, I don't know. I remember sometimes, you know, in the wintertime, there's no football on. I could lose.
Especially when they get into a marathon, because they always show like.
It's always, I feel like it was like, always
it's
a marathon.
You just roll on another one. You know, like Impractical Jokers. Like, you just keep watching.
Yeah, it's one of those things like, oh, I'm going to be miles at the bar at 5, and at 6, he's like, where are you? I'm like, not watching Ridiculousness. Doing this for 3 hours.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man has been stopped by authorities after trying to board his dead wife on a plane. Meanwhile, a horse is rescued down in Enumclaw, Mike, after a bridge collapses. And he gets stuck in a drain.
Yes.
Speaking of stuck, car is trapped on a ski slope after following GPS. Because of spiders, one Florida woman's feet are a total mess. And a man shoots three family members after his Wi-Fi is cut off. It is time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We're going to San Diego, where a man was driven to madness.
The man in his 60s was living with his 86-year-old mother.
60-year-old man living with his 86-year-old mother.
Yeah.
And had the fun fortune of having his sister moving back home as well after divorcing her husband, along with her son, his nephew. As can be expected, tensions between the two siblings weren't the best living under the same roof once again, but our boy is a little on the, we'll call it, intense side. And the newfound presence of his sister was believed to have set him off, creating a situation where she feared for her safety due to him acting out. They were in the process of evicting him from the home and took measures to reduce violent actions that may spring out of the blue, even going so far as to hide the knives in the house so that they couldn't be used. But he did eventually arm himself with a firearm after he could take no more, and he took the life of his sister and his nephew, also shooting his mother, who was injured in the encounter, but should survive. All because somebody unhooked the internet in order to relocate the Wi-Fi router from one room to the next.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
He was described as an isolated man that spent a lot of time playing video games alone in his room, and this was believed to be the last straw. He's now facing charges. I don't think we're going to see him for much longer.
No. That's...
That tells me that there is just something chemically there the way you can't play nice with everybody. So
right. I don't even know how to comment on
that. We're just going
to
take you off the board here, buddy. Goodness gracious. In other news, wild story out of Florida. A woman in the Tampa Bay area is suing her apartment management group due to her living conditions. She moved into the apartment shortly after losing her home in the hurricane a couple of years ago, and all was going well. The only issue that she raised were the pests that continued to plague her apartment, mainly the spiders that she would get in her bathroom, which is always fun.
Oh, yeah, I love it every time.
Got them constantly, and even had endured several bites on her feet. No. Eventually, a couple of her toes had enough of the venom in her feet and started to act up, prompting a trip to urgent care to have them looked at. And good thing that she did. She was informed by medical staff that the good news was, if she had waited too much longer, she'd be losing her foot due to the devastating effects of the venom. The bad news was, she was still going to have to lose a couple toes in order to keep the bad situation from getting worse. She went through the procedure and now has filed a lawsuit against the property.
No more flip-flops for you.
You thought bed bugs were a problem.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Venomous spiders.
Right.
I mean, look, there's plenty of spiders. Not all of them are venomous, but that's what she had the luxury of discovering. Thank you, Tim, for that graphic on YouTube.
No kidding. It's Jesus, on my face, man.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with you? God, that's spooky, too. Come on, man. Damn.
That was uncomfortable.
Sad story from over in Spain. He could be doing so much more that we don't see, man.
I know.
Got it. Sad story from over in Spain. A couple's vacation turned into a messy situation just before they were able to return home. A man in his 80s was stopped by security as he attempted to wheel his wife through TSA. Feeling something was off when one of them attempted to help her out of the wheelchair and feeling how cold her hand was. It didn't take long for them to realize that her hand was cold because she was unresponsive. And that she had, in fact, passed on before they were able to catch their flight back from vacation. Within a few minutes, emergency protocol was acted and agents, officers, forensics, everybody descended upon the scene. The man attempted to blame airport facilities for causing his wife's death, but it was determined that she had passed several hours before the flight.
She saw the price in Hudson News and had a heart attack.
The fact that he kept his crap together. Your wife just died.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding, I mean, you don't express any signs of trauma. Or just like, no, we can do this.
Or ask for help.
How did he get her on the... He wheeled her in on one of the airport wheelchairs.
Yes.
So he drove it. Was she already... All right.
Yeah. It's believed that she died hours before they even got to the airport.
If you're cold, it's a good sign.
And reading this story with the age that this couple was and they were on vacation, what I'm piecing together in my brain is they were on vacation, they had a great time, she nodded off, but now they're in a different country. He's got to get her home without all the rigmarole. I wonder if I can just sneak her onto a plane. No, she's just sleeping.
But I'll deal with dead people rigmarole even in another country.
Yeah.
I think everyone can piece together, he needs help. His wife is deceased.
Yeah.
It's not like a big ask anywhere. They're pretty on that stuff.
Yeah. It can be a hassle getting a body back across borders, though.
No, you're not wrong, but... But I'm not, it's not like...
Just saying, I think he thought that he was slick enough.
I'm not picking it up from the morgue, man. I mean, like, she just
also
died.
Also, might be an investigation into the cause of death and those things before you just escape the country. If you're staying in the same country, or you're in one, then there's a process. You can't just leave before that process takes place.
Yeah.
But still!
Just in case the stories of the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to the quiet metropolis, the bastion of good news, the cornerstone of excellence here in Washington State. known as Enumclaw, Washington, where a rescue operation has taken place. Over the weekend, a farm animal, that doesn't need to be detailed any further than that.
That means it's a horse.
Had the misfortune of falling through a bridge that collapsed underneath her.
What a bummer for the horse, like just on the bridge, all of a sudden, boom.
Bam, down it goes.
Gone.
Plunging her into a muddy creek below. The fall pinned her between the bank of the creek and a steel beam, which made it difficult for her to breathe and caused a need for rescuers to think fast. They said, we don't have a whole lot of time here.
Yeah.
The owner's veterinarian, along with rescue volunteers from the Washington State Animal Response Team, set up a rope and harness system and were able to shift her to the point that she could get up and over the embankment. And within about 15 minutes, she was back on her feet and being treated for any injuries. They do believe that she'll make a full recovery.
Why was she trying to get out of Enumclaw, Mike?
She wasn't trying to get out of Enumclaw, Steve.
I'm just guessing.
That's because the yellow beak closed.
There was a bridge over a creek.
I'm out. Right. Yellow beak's done. I'm gone.
Didn't want it no more. She's out. There's a lot of little creeks around there, too. Little tiny bridges on there. That's a heavy horse.
Teeny tiny bridges.
So they build the bridge for the horse to walk over.
Enumclaw is a nice little town.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a great town. Great people.
No one's commenting on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very fine, happy people. That really, really, really want to forget about that.
He wasn't from Enumclaw.
We had Casey Kane that was supposed to get rid of that.
Doing cheating.
Right? Now it's on me. Now it's on my shoulders. I need to do right by Enumclaw.
Yes, do right by Enumclaw.
Thank you, Enumclaw, for putting me in this situation. Doggone brothels.
Captain Enumclaw.
Men's Room Sports brought to you by Captain Enumclaw. You got college hoops on ESPN, CBS Sports on FS1, pro basketball on NBC, and you got hockey over on TNT. The Kraken, in spite of what we were saying, they're currently the number 3 seed.
Yeah, they've been holding that for a few weeks.
Yeah.
We aren't on the winter break just yet, but still.
That's great.
Well done, boys. Should be a foggy. As far as your weather, should be foggy with some occasional showers tonight. Just dealing with some morning fog and afternoon clouds with a high of 50 tomorrow. We're starting to get into some of the nicer stuff. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less, the lovely Jolene, up in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.